Thomas said in this week's SI that you kind of have an edge to you, or at least you had you in the game on Sunday. Do you agree with that assessment? What's given you that edge?
I try and take in, I think every player does, tries to take that in, you know, every week. And, you know, for me, the motivation is always the same. You know, it's to go out there, compete, and win, regardless of what week it is and who you're playing. So I try and keep that consistent.
You talk about these ends that they have in Avon Miller and Elvis Dumbrill. It's going to be pretty challenging for you.
Yeah, they're really talented guys. You know, they're guys we have to be aware of where they're at. They're guys that when you game plan accordingly to try and, you know, protect yourself against what they can do. So it'll come down to execution. You know, that's what it always comes down to when you're playing against, you know, really good players. You have to execute really well.
What's your take on their corners, Champ Bailey and Tracy Porter?
I think both of them are really good. We know Tracy from having played in New Orleans. Talented guy, a guy that can make some plays. He's aggressive, clutch. I mean, you look back in the Super Bowl, can come up with big plays at, you know, at the right time. And then Champ Bailey, we don't see him, you know, as often, but when you watch him on film, he's, you know, really, really solid player, really talented. I think he's been to the Pro Bowl 11 times, so I think that speaks for itself. You know, it's going to be a good matchup for us.
Is part of Tracy's deal that he will jump around?
Yeah.
It's evidenced by the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I think he's, you know, he's a really good pattern reader. He'll have a really good understanding of what we're trying to do offensively and just has a good knack for making plays when they need one.
Without throwing too many candles on his cake, Peyton Manning's a few years older than you. So you were, you know, college, whatever, watching him, and he was already carving up defenses. What were you thinking maybe at that stage of your playing career when you watched him play?
I think he was drafted when I was in – I don't want to make him sound too old. I think 7th or 8th grade. And, you know, at the time, I remember watching him at Tennessee, you know, unbelievably talented. And then when he got into the NFL, you know, just he was carving people up and has been doing it for a long time. So it's fun to play against the very best. He's obviously, you know, one of the best quarterbacks of all time. And he'll present a big challenge for our defense.
No huddle. If you looked it up, you might see his picture next to that. When you watched him do that, that had to be like a lesson right on your TV screen.
Yeah, absolutely. There, you know, there's really nobody better at it. I mean, he is as good in the no huddle, really, as anybody that's ever played. So, you know, it's fun to watch. I think every quarterback at one point or another has kind of turned on his tape and tried to pick up from some of the things that they're doing. And, you know, it's just he's one of the best.
You score 40 points, you score on your first 8 possessions. How do you follow it up, and how do you stay patient if things don't go that smoothly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got enough veteran guys around here that have played a long time. You understand there's going to be ebbs and flows in games. And we want to start fast. We want to keep that momentum the entire time. But there's going to be possessions where we don't score you know, we don't do things as well as we would like. And you just have to put those behind you and keep playing. And I think we've got the guys – you know, offensively, defensively, that have that mindset regardless of what happens, how games shake out, we're just going to keep fighting, keep playing.
Is time of possession and moving the chains important when you have a quarterback like Peyton Manning on the other side of the field?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I don't think you want it to really affect the way that you want to play. But, you know, it's kind of a simple formula. If they don't have the ball a ton, they're not going to score a ton. And, you know, so it's something that I kind of let the coaches handle with the way they want to go into it, and I'm sure our guys will have a good plan for it. But as players, you know, we just got to focus on execution.
Matt, based on the fact you guys did score, you know, early and often, the running game, the fact that Michael Williams got, I think, 34 yards, is that a concern, or is that one of those cases where you just say, you know what, whatever's working, that's what we're going to work?
Yeah, I think it's one of those cases. You know, Kansas City was stout against the run. They got some defensive tackles that are really good in their 3-4 scheme. And we felt like it was an advantage for us to throw last week. So it's one of those things. I think we can do whatever we need to do. I think we're, you know, talented that way that if we've got to run it 50 times, we'll run it 50 times. It's just the way, you know, certain games shake out.
Have you ever felt as good about an offense as you feel about this?
You know, I think I've been confident, you know, with the guys that we've had for a long time. I think, you know, I think all of our confidence collectively is really high. And, you know, I think that translates to the way you play. So I think everybody has a lot of confidence right now.
You've been on the Monday night stage before, but, I mean, just overall, you know, you mentioned watching Peyton Manning as a youngster. Watching Monday Night Football as a youngster and dreaming of playing on the stage, what does it mean to you to be able to have the national stage to yourself?
Monday night's always special. It is. You know, I think it's one of those things you grow up dreaming about playing on Monday night. And you don't worry so much about, you know, everybody's watching those kind of things. Once you get out there, you focus on playing. But the energy in the dome is going to be awesome. You know, our fans are great. Night games are always wild. So it's going to be a lot of fun.